Are Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, the Astros get the win. It was 6-3. It didn't look so great at the end. We have a game-saving catch by Josh Reddick, but you're listening to the Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team, every day. You can get Locked On Astros on a brand new podcasting app in Malaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. I have a very, very, very special guest today. He's probably still working, but he is my Talking Strokes co-host, and I'm so glad to have Brandon, I think, for the first time on the Locked On Astros podcast. How you doing, Brandon?
I am doing awesome, man. What's happening? I'm glad to be on your Locked On Astros podcast.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. You're like, hey, you want a guest tonight? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I've been trying to get you on the show for so long. So what do you there's so much to talk about. Where do we even start? I mean, there's just so much to talk about right now.
Well, I mean, you know, first we got to start with the big W tonight and then, you know, take it 3 out of 4. I know it's just the Tigers, but, hey, man, the way they've been playing, 4 out of 5 wins, 3 out of 4 from the Tigers, we'll take it. I'd like to see that offense start heating up a little bit, though.
Yeah, and that's kind of the reason why they brought up Abraham Toro. And this is, I know we've talked about him a lot on Talking Strohs, but this is the first time we've actually seen him kind of play with the Astros. I know he had a good spring training and all, but he didn't look great today. He did have that one foul ball that was upper deck down the right field line, so that's good. But this is a guy who is kind of a junior Marwin Gonzalez, somebody who could play all over the infield, and maybe eventually he can learn how to play the outfield. But they need him right now because we don't have Carlos Correa until at least September. Ledmys Diaz could return sometime this next week, possibly on Tuesday. But right now they need Toro to, because Jack Mayfield, love the guy, but he had that big double, but he's not a big offensive force. And also Miles Straw is not a big offensive force right now. So what do you think? Why do you think they brought Abraham Toro up instead of Kyle Tucker?
Well, you know, they're trying to get, like you said, they need some offense. They're not going to bring Kyle Tucker up until September. They don't want to waste service time. They don't want to waste, you know, bringing him up, up and down, you know, an option year. So those are all things to consider. I think you will end up seeing Kyle Tucker in September, but right now we needed some offense. We needed that infield. You covered it with Jack Mayfield, not the the offensive threat that someone like Abraham Toro is. Abraham Toro's having a great year. Loved him since spring training. Big year in Double-A. Played 16 games in Triple-A and just tore it up. You know, this is the spot that I always thought, you know, we talked about in the first half, that we'd probably see Josh Rojas in this spot, you know, in the second half. Unfortunately, the Diamondbacks were insistent that he be part of that Zach Greinke deal. So Abraham Toro is next in line, and I think we're going to see some good things from him. I liked his at-bats. He did have that big foul ball. He hit one right back up the middle that the pitcher knocked down, and then threw Bregman out at home with the bases loaded. Almost a
fumble or something, right?
Tigers. Yeah. But, you know, not too bad. He did go 0-for-4, so it doesn't look great in the box score, but definitely some things to build on. You know, didn't look overmatched by any means. You know, make contact, and so he's got the jitters out of the way, and he can go about his business. I like having him up there playing third base. He just moved Bregman over to short, and I thought it was interesting to see Miles Straw at second base. What did you think about that?
Yeah, he didn't look comfortable, especially on that one play in the ninth inning. But if he probably played second base a lot during the shift, so why not put him there? And Just try to increase his position flexibility for playoffs, or just in general for next season. Maybe I really think they're trying to look for the next Marwin Gonzalez, but unfortunately, because Toro came up, somebody had to go. Josh James could have been put on the 60-day IL, but he pitched a game today for the Round Rock Express. I'll look at that for a second segment, but. Our friend Brady Rogers was DFA'd, and so I know we met him through Jeremy Booth and Program 15, but he was the only player that actually came out and did a live show with us, and that was pretty cool. It was at 2 Days in Pasadena, and he even stayed for the other show. So I really root for this guy. We had him on Talking Strohs this off season, but I've been kind of talking about it all season. Like, the writing's on the wall. He hasn't performed in the big leagues. Something had to give.
Yeah, sad to see him go, but it's probably his time. You know, the last month, a little bit of a turnover, you know, from the boys that we've seen Eric since the time we've had Talking Strohs and this new wave of Astros. You know, we've lost some buddies of ours, Tony Kemp, Tyler White, and now
AJ Reed.
Rogers, all friends of the show that we were excited about watching play baseball and got to know a little bit. So it's been pretty interesting to watch their rise and fall in the big leagues. In Tony Kemp's case, really just kind of moving on, but. Sad to see him go, but he just wasn't getting it done, so time to give someone else a chance.
The big news of the day, and a lot of people on Twitter were panicking about it, but Ryan Pressly had to have knee surgery today, so he's out 4 to 6 weeks. The question is, will he be back for the playoffs? It was arthroscopic knee surgery on his right knee, and Jeff Luno said this, worst case scenario, he's not available for the division series, but I think he will be. And I think we need him because whoever we face is going to be a strong opponent. And late in games, Pressly knows how to get these guys out. So what do you think about this situation?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked when I saw the news today. I just wasn't expecting it. It looked like he was pitching well. Obviously, he was having some discomfort the whole time. Never really did feel great. So better that they go ahead and get it done now. He has a chance to, you know, at least a shot to pitch maybe that last week or so in the regular season. That would be ideal. Get him some work before the playoffs start. But yeah, he's definitely gonna be a big piece if we want to go far this year. People like Will Harris, Joe Smith, who's pitched really well. Need them to step up. Suna has done a really good job pitching in 4 of the last 5 games. I think he's got a save in 4 of the last 5 games. So he's looking a lot better. But yeah, Ryan Pressly's, you know, we need him back.
All right, guys, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk some more about Gerrit Cole and the rest of the Astros. Remember to get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya Podcast app or Apple Podcasts. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. Fantasy football is around the corner, and make sure you get the edge with Vinny Lyer and the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. Vinny gives you the edge with over 20 years covering fantasy football. Don't listen to the same old stuff as everyone else, then you are the same. Get the edge from Vinny that will put you ahead on draft day and put you ahead all season long. Locked On Fantasy Football on your favorite podcast provider.
Hi, this is Eric from Locked On Astros. It's the best time of the day. You're sitting in your favorite chair, about to watch your favorite team, and you're drinking your favorite beverage. Then you hear, "Hey honey, don't forget to go to the store. I'll see you after Zumba." Slam. You forgot to go to the store again. You can't waste the beer you just opened. What do? Postmates. That's what you do. Pull out the Postmates app, select everything on your shopping list, and Postmates will deliver it to you. So you can just watch that game, just Postmate it. A little later in the game, you're all proud of yourself for getting your order delivered, then you realize that you ran out of beer. You've had a few too many, just Postmate it. No more trips to the store. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON.
Welcome back to the Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. And Brandon, I didn't even have them. You do your call signal. How can they get a hold of you?
I am the baseball lawyer. You can find me at B-Ball Lawyer, and you can find me every Sunday on Talking Stros, where I get to talk Astros baseball with Eric Heisman.
Yeah, we have a little bit more time than 15 to 20 minutes, but this is awesome anyway. So Joe Biagini returned from AAA. He didn't have any good numbers down there. In 1 2/3 innings, he had a 27.00 ERA, 3 strikeouts, 3 hits, 3 walks. It was a disaster. Then we saw what he did today. And you know A.J. Hinch did not want to bring Roberto Osuna into this game. And I know you said he's appeared in four in the last, five games or something? That's
Yep, four last five.
Yeah, you don't want to do that with your closer. And Hinch was not wanting to do that, especially with the news with Ryan Pressly, because Pressly could get so many saves if he wasn't hurt. So, fortunately, the Astros got some good news on Carlos Correa. The MRI showed no structure damage. He'll get some treatments. It's feeling better. And Correa said it's not as bad as it was last year. I'm happy for that. So how are you feeling?
As long as
he's
not getting, a hard massage, hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah, and somebody did a poll. I think it was that Ava girl, but she did a poll. Which player would you want more in the playoffs? A healthy Correa or a healthy Pressly? And I think the answer is simple. It's Correa. We saw what he did in the 2017 playoffs. We see what he's done when he's been healthy this year. So I think that you take Correa, but Pressly is just so darn good. Speaking of somebody being so darn good, we got Gerrit Cole. He returned, I believe it was 15 days since he made his last start. He tried to make that start of the second game of the doubleheader versus White Sox. It didn't work out, but he had a great game. He had 7 innings pitched, two hits, and 12 strikeouts. Overall, he just looked dominant, just like Justin Verlander did the day before. And he's actually in the top 5 in ERA at the moment. He's in front of Justin Verlander. Cole has 2.75, Verlander has 2.77, and Morton has a 2.85. And Miley is 4th with a 3.18. So what is it? Sorry, 5th with a 3.18 ERA. So what does that say about the Astros and pitching development, you know?
That they're dominant, man. And, they might not. You know, the Ryan Pressly thing is obviously, it stands out. It's a little bit of a concern. But if you've got, you know, Gerrit Cole and Wade Miley and Zach Greinke and Justin Verlander going 7 innings, it takes a little bit of the load off come playoff time. And, you know, maybe Will Harris and Joe Smith and Roberto Osuna can shut the door at the back end. But you'd still love to have Ryan Pressly back, but because of the fact that what you just stated with the starting pitching staff, it's not the end of the world. And can this team win without Ryan Pressly? I think you just listed the reasons why they can.
Yeah, and the good news right now is the A's are playing the Yankees, and they're playing them well. They won the last two games, and right now, last I checked, the A's were up 5-0. And so if the Yankees do indeed lose, the Astros would be one game behind them for the best record in the AL. So I think that's their goal right now, is to get to that point. It was good to see a whole bunch of people break out a little bit today. Even though the Astros stranded so many runners on base today, it's crazy how many times they left a bases loaded. But Alvarez has played 57 games. He has 57 RBIs. This guy is, I know he went through a little slump, but every time he goes through the slump, he kind of breaks out of it.
Yeah. Brantley, I mean, that guy, how many 52 multi-hit games this year? It's just unreal.
Yes.
Everybody else seems to be, you know, the Astros do this every once in a while. I don't know why it always seems to be August, but they go into this, like, team slump. George Springer's not hitting the ball as well. Altuve's not hitting the ball as well as he was a couple of weeks ago. Bregman's still hitting the ball well, but Jordan has cooled off. You know, he's dropped from 355. Now he's down to 327. He's swinging through a bunch of pitches. He's not making the solid contact he usually does. It was nice to see him pull that double down the line tonight, but haven't been, you know, really impressed with him the last week. Yuli has cooled off a little bit. Correa's not in there. So you've got this team slump going on, and right in the middle of it, you got Michael Brantley picking up everybody. So, you know, what a professional, what a pickup in the offseason. DJ LeMahieu was an ofer tonight when I checked. And so I believe Michael Brantley has the AL batting average lead right now, 338 to 333.
Yeah, just imagine if the Astros, I don't know how interested they were on A.J. Pollock, but just imagine if they would have signed him instead of Michael Brantley. Pollock's has been hurt a lot this year, and he hasn't been as great as Michael Brantley is. And Brantley's the guy that the Astros could have used last year versus the Red Sox. And speaking of a wasted effort, yesterday's game by Justin Verlander was a wasted effort, and unfortunately, the focus was not necessarily what he did on the field, but what he allegedly did off the field and in the clubhouse. And I don't get what, I mean, I understand if a reporter wants to get in, they're allowed to get in, but I just don't understand the whole situation, and it's gonna get ugly because the Detroit Free Press are probably gonna try to see what they can do to get this rectified. But I know we're talking off air about it. It's not a big deal, but it's still weird.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hate to comment on things that I don't know, where I don't have all the facts.
Yeah.
In this case, I don't know the history between JV and the reporter. So, you know, I really don't know why there's that animosity towards him. So in this instance, I'm going to defer to Justin Verlander and hope that it's just that, you know, that there was something pretty egregious that this reporter did to him in the past. Hopefully it's not Justin Verlander just trying to throw his weight around, you know, in big league, this reporter, that would be wrong. But I don't know. So it's hard for me to really comment one way or the other. Going back to just the game made me absolutely sick, Eric.
Yeah.
What a dominating performance. He was so good, and for him to end up getting a loss in that was sickening. It really hurt. I'm sure it hurt for him and his teammates. Hey man, he'll come back out on Tuesday and we'll see an old friend. I'll be out there on Tuesday. So if you're out there, give me a buzz and we'll hook up.
Alrighty. So guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Thank you, Brandon, for joining, and you're always welcome. So, don't be a stranger. And guys, thanks for listening. And remember, you could subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in the car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Astros.